You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Here's what's up, everybody. So remember on my last episode where I was talking about, like, I gotta let go or whatever? The episode titled Unleash the Hounds? Well, I just went and picked up my last check today, and I found out that there was a story that seems... Now, not saying that it's not true, it's just saying that it seems to be untrue. That there seems to be more story that's fabricated than actual proof. Now, keep in mind, now this may not have anything to do with it, but it just seems that ever since I've said that I'm a Donald Trump supporter, even though I'm running for president, I support Donald Trump's mission, that I'm all of a sudden getting attacked left and right at work. So by all means, it's probably better for me that I'm not working right now, I guess. I'm not complaining about the vacation I'm on. I'm certainly not complaining about that. But what I am complaining about is the fact that people, instead of doing their jobs, they make up lies to get me fired. Even though they're on their way out because they quit and have X amount of days left, they got me fired on top of all that. By a boss who did something they shouldn't have done. I'll just put it that way until I can get more information, but we're just going to say that there's a possibility that something might happen because of this. But we're just gonna have to find out. And now it's nothing personal to anybody who have been doing these things, but it might affect you in this town. And that's all I'm gonna say about that. Since this town, okay, I will add this. Since this town is so big on whether you have a positive or negative reputation around here, it's going to affect your reputation. You may be getting kudos from your boys and your crew right now, but in the long run, you see, I'm worried about the marathon, not the sprint. But in the long run, this could come back to haunt you for a very long time. And from what I understand, you've already got a bad reputation around here as it is. You seem to have had it worse than me at some point. But now, since you've joined the Cool Kids crew, from what I understand, you feel you've got something to prove to these kids, but you don't. Proving your self-worth to somebody who is below you, and by below you, I mean not on your level at all, because you're managing a spot, and who knows what they're doing, and you do something just to boost your cred, but you don't understand the fire that you're playing with? Oh yeah, you playing with fire. You didn't know that? Because I don't take things that happen to me lightly. Why don't you people ever listen to me? Does nobody ever listen to this? Like, do I just sit here and talk for no reason? Do I tell you who I am and what I'm about for no reason at all? Do tell. Does it just go in one ear and out the other? What's the story here? I'd really like to find out. From you, straight from the horse's mouth. Like, do you really think that, like, nothing will ever happen because of it? I don't get it. Do you just not know about me? Because you seem to have heard a lot about me. But what are you hearing? Really, what are you hearing about me from other people? Because I'm here to tell you that it's probably not true. Unless it came from my mouth, then yeah, that's probably not true. I've had a lot of instances, especially in this town, where people try to go about and say really ridiculous things about me. They have tried to say that I photoshopped myself into the picture of me and Damon John. There's two times that I've met with him and took photos. One was just one photo. The second time was about three photos, I think. Two or three photos. But it was definitely two, at least. But the point being is that they're lying and trying to say, oh, he doesn't really know Damon John. Oh, he doesn't know him. He photoshopped himself into that photo. Okay, now listen to me. I live in Juneau, Alaska, Auk Bay, right? I live right down the street from Mendenhall, the Mendenhall Glacier. I went there. I walked all the way to the waterfall, okay? You can't make that up. Like, I know about it. So I'm telling you, like, if you're not from here, you don't even know what I just told you. So, like, I'm telling you, I did this long hike all the way to the glacier waterfall. It's the waterfall right next to the glacier called Nugget Falls, okay? Now, this spill-off zone, it's got a lot of rocky, it's like a rocky beach right there. And it's got this amazing waterfall. So I decide to stand in front of it, waterside, and have my mom take a photo. So we do this. Then these trolls come online and they say, he photoshopped himself into that photo. And I about died laughing. Yeah, I about died laughing. I was like, you can't be serious right now. It's getting that petty. It's that stupid right now. Okay, I don't really live here. And I photoshopped myself into that photo that I'm using on my Facebook. Yeah, okay. I've got that kind of time to do things like that. Let's just fake my story. Let's pretend I live in Alaska all of a sudden. Oh, it's Bigfoot. He's in Alaska. But where is he? I don't know. I can't find him. He's nowhere to be seen. And then now I got a job, and it's hard for them to make things up about me. You understand? So then they get me fired, and now they think that they can say whatever they want. But then I still come out in the public. And I'm like, oh, yeah? Well, here's what really happened. And they're like, oh. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's funny. That's my most favorite saying in the world. Oh, that's funny. Cause yada, yada, yada. Oh, that's really funny. Because so-and-so yada, yada, yada. You see what I'm saying? You see how that works? It doesn't matter what you do or say, cause that's only momental. As in a moment, not momentum. It's only, it doesn't catch momentum. It just stays in and out of that moment. And then I come back around. And even if I didn't come back around, somebody is still mad at you. There are people mad at you. Don't you understand? People get mad at you for the bad things that you do to me. And it's out of my hands what they choose to do about it. I mean, I've heard crazy stories about stuff just because I complained about something. Crazy stories. Crazy. So, like, if you want to meet me in the men's room with Neiman Marcus, we can go to the lower 48 where fighting is allowed, and we can meet up in the ring. But odds are, you're too scared. That's right, too scared. That's what I said, scared. You're scared. Man, I really can't wait to unleash Good Cop, Bad Cop on y'all. On all y'all. Oh, man. I really can't wait. It's the funniest thing ever. It's so funny. Some episodes are built up in action more than funny, but they do have funny moments. And some are more funny than action. And the deeper the story gets, the more funnier the situations become. It's one of those ones where you have to watch all of it. So by the time somebody leases this script from me, hopefully sooner rather than later, because it has time-sensitive material in it, you know, until then, I'm still running for president. You know, imagine this, like, okay, I'm gonna run for president. And you treat it like you, like your life, basically your personal life where you do things, you know, you get to make music and all this crap, right? And you get to do all this stuff, play video games, whatever, whatever you want to do, right? Make a podcast. Like, that's gonna die. As soon as you become president, that's dead. It's over with. For the most part. For at least 4 years. Once you become president, so it's like, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off trying to get all this stuff done before the election, because you never know. You never know. So which reminds me, I've still gotta file my FEC report. But I can't find the original report. I reformatted my computer. And I think it wiped that file off of the computer, which really sucks. But, what time is it? Yeah, it's already too late to make that phone call again. So tomorrow I gotta make a phone call, but that's besides the point. Anyways, the point being is that elections are easy. I just think that they're set up way funky. Way funky. You see what I mean? Like, I can't reveal anything because I don't need any plagiarists who might be listening to rip that off. But the point of the matter is, see, okay, look, here's one thing that I'm talking about on my Twitter. All this fake news on my Twitter, man. It is just, it's stupid. It's stupid. But it's funny the way I posted it. All right, so on my profile, it's like, ask the Shark Daemon yourself. Former revenge pornster Chastron reinvents himself as the Shark Tank's Daemon John. I'm like, fake news. Ask him yourself. When they say their lawyer, they mean scumbag Mark Randazza. Mark had a terribly tough time dealing with me over the phone when I caught him bold-faced lying. He never let it go, even though he pretended to via Twitter. These fake news articles still exist till I file a lawsuit. But who is Mark Randazza? Randazza is fake news. See where it says he's a CNN commentator? Fake news. Then there's this Pope hat. He harassed me via Twitter, then posted a blog. He's insinuated that his then-wife didn't approve of his asinine and childish online behavior. Asked for his passwords in fear of him going to prison or getting hurt by someone he's victimized, but he denied her access. Fake news! Don't forget about the idiot, Adam Steinbaugh. He's been their tool since this all began. He's made tremendous efforts to spread his fake news about me wherever possible, even the FTC. I've never even spoken to the FTC. Fake news. Even Gawker with the fake news. I didn't plagiarize anybody, and I never even owned nor ran the website in question, for the love of God. Fake news. That Wikipedia article that's written about me. Guess what that is? Fake news.